This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the 1950s and 60s, when some people envisioned the 21st century, they thought of flying cars and vacations on the moon. It was this vision of the future that inspired one Mexican man to take a technology that never took off and make it his own. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story from the Mexican city of Cuernavaca.
Remember the jetpack? The first time it really gripped popular imagination was when a suave, dashing Englishman named James Bond donned one in 1965's Thunderball.
No well-dressed man should be without one.
Yes, very practical.
Well, not really, as it turned out. Jetpack technology never did go anywhere, except in Mexico.
My name is Juan Manuel Lozano Gallegos. I am a self-taught engineer and scientist.
And the designer of what was for years the only commercially available jetpack or rocket belt, as he calls it. 53-year-old Lozano says he saw one when he was a child here in Mexico and promised himself that one day he too would build one of his own.
It took me almost 30 years to develop it, but I did it.
His workshop is full of gadgets, odd-looking pieces of metal, glass tubes and cylinders wrapped in tin foil. Gleaming, though, in a row are two of his jetpacks. The harness fits on the body, the controls stick out in front, and on either side are two jet engines pointing downwards. To call them his obsession would be underestimating the size of his commitment to rocket technology.
I have financed everything by myself, so I have to spend all my money in my projects.
He makes about $20,000 whenever there is a request for the jetpack to be shown off at events or trade shows. But that is rare. It's not a money spinner, this passion of his. In fact,
I have not sold any single rocket belt right now. I hope to sell at least one or two, but most of the people is afraid.
He used to offer them for $250,000 apiece, but they're now on sale for half price, in case you're interested. But there is something you should know. Jetpacks don't really fly for very long.
The rocket belt, in truth, is not practical for travel or to transportation.
Hardly a good sales pitch. His jetpacks can only carry people aloft for about 30 seconds at a time. Still, he's fanatical about them, and he admits people think he's mad.
I am alone. I work absolutely alone. I have to make everything by myself.
Still, while he builds his jetpacks alone, he doesn't experiment with them that way. His obsession has affected his family, too. One of his jetpacks is pink, built for his daughter, Isabel Lozano. When he heard that a woman in the U.S. was going to be the first female to fly a jetpack, he forced Isabel to beat her to it.
She was afraid. She was afraid, but it was another woman in the U.S. that says that she was going to be the first one, and I says, no way.
She had a one-year-old child at the time and didn't want to go up, she says.
First, I did it because to please my dad. But I was so scared because he didn't tell me that I was going to fly that day.
Her dad hasn't strapped rockets only onto her. He's in the process of making a rocket go-kart, a rocket motorcycle. He finished his rocket bicycle, but the test didn't go so well. It shot off at 80 miles per hour and...
I was almost killed in this. I have surgeries, many surgeries, and I have a very bad accident in this.
Yes, testing it in the street in front of his house with no safety equipment other than a helmet might not have been the smartest thing to do.
It was very careless because I was driving in shorts and tennis shoes and a t-shirt.
It hasn't stopped him, though. He's planning on testing the rocket motorcycle in a dry lake bed where he can't smash into a lamppost again. His grandson walks in while we're talking, and Lozano puts him inside one of the jetpacks. He asks him if he wants to fly. The child shakes his head vigorously no. Maybe not today, but if Lozano has his way, probably someday. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Cuernavaca, Mexico.